views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Tuesday, November 11th, 2014. 103rd show since being in the YNTS studio. Currently airing on It's Your Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, Blog Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, and audio graded 24/7 very soon. iTunes, Podomatic, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio. More info, www.yoandrewnts.com. Our new toll-free number is, I have it here. I thought I had it. Tweet us at Andrew, tweet Gio, email yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. Don't be left behind. You're listening to Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Is it getting cold where you are, or is it just me? I don't know. Here on the East Coast, we have this climate, this Arctic chill that's supposed to be hitting us and be with us for a long period of time. You're also hearing about the holidays, Christmas commercials, they're playing in your face. I mean, you can't get a break. Even though I raise my hand, yes, I have been playing Christmas carols. I'm sorry, I'm in the spirit. I want to take as much of it in. It's a happy time. And with all this negativity around you, I feel that some Christmas carols doesn't hurt. Howard Forrest, my phone screen, and my father spectating, as always, Teddy Giordano. And I'm your host, Yo Andrew. Welcome to the program. While we got the holidays and this Arctic chill coming in parts of the country, and the Ebola outbreak starting to decline, so far, we're Ebola-free. You probably heard on the news. We're still speaking about Election Day. It's been one full week since the midterm elections. One full week since Americans have gone and voted. And I give them a lot of credit for it. Many Americans have not. Yet, what has happened since? The aftermath of Election Night. And were we distracted by so many different things coming at us? Did we miss some things? We might have. Joining me on my program to begin off the show, he is an experienced journalist, columnist, and cartoonist covering international politics, foreign aid, and the housing industry, and domestic politics, also the founder of a nonprofit and limited liability. He also is a journalist at the Independent Voter Network. His name is Ryan Schutte on my phone line. Ryan, welcome to the program. Ryan, I want to do this interview a little differently. Usually at this point, I will give you my first question and then you'll answer it for my audience. I want to, though, explain to my audience how this interview is going to work. We saw Election Day a week ago. We saw it come down. We saw the Empire State Building turn red. We saw the president come out the next day, a little nervous, but he was firm. Now we see a lot of different issues coming at us. I want to break this interview up into three pieces. I want to break it up where the first piece is, what was the conclusion of Election Day? Who won? Who lost? I want to go into the aftermath, where the president is, what Congress is doing before many of them leave office in 2 months. And then I want to go into your audience. I want to go into your article on what we missed this Election Day. So let's go through the first piece, the conclusion of Election Day 2014. What happened? We saw hours and hours, many networks analyzing different races at a time. At the end of the day, what was the conclusion of Election Day 2014?
Well, I think that's a good question. I think if you were watching any of the mainstream television networks, I think the conclusion was that the election was for the Democrats to lose. I think that they lost it. And I think that for anyone who was critical of the president or of Barack Obama or who were hoping for a Republican sweep, I think they got it. There are a lot of factors that play into an election like this, and it's not always easily conveyed, I think, in sound bites or by the mainstream media. I mean, there's a lot of money that goes into this. There's a lot of time and effort that goes into spinning and attack ads, and there's also a lot of institutional, I think, malaise that also plays into how voters view Congress, how they turn out, who stays home on election day, who comes out on election day. And I think as a result of all those things, you saw a pretty blistering defeat for the Democrats, and the biggest sweep for Republicans since the end of World War II. And I think that's probably going to define politics for the next decade.
What does the president and the Republicans now need to do to redeem themselves, to show them that we can get things done and we can get the United States back on the right track?
Well, that's a great question. I think it's something that most Americans on both sides, independents, anyone from who has the right to vote in the country, and anybody who doesn't have the right to vote in the country would like to see happen. I don't think that it probably will. I think align myself with some of the analysis I see in the mainstream media, which is that I think there are too many institutional factors here that would prevent any kind of resolution. Look at this. I think we're probably going to see the same gridlock, and I think it's going to be even more intense. I think it's going to be even more grinding in terms of its inability to move forward or to accomplish anything significant over the next 2 years of the Obama presidency. Because when it comes to this election, what we saw, really what we've seen over the past several years, and this is, I mean, even over the Bush presidency, we've seen, and actually since the Clinton presidency, we've seen the Democrats and the Republicans increasing their partisan tactics. They have, and on either side of these two organizations that have been around for 150 years, you see think tanks, you see grassroots groups, you see lots of money funneled into opposition groups and opposition research into these campaigns to pressure both sides into doing something that these groups all kind of want them to do. And what it's done ever since this really ratcheted up in 1994 when Newt Gingrich really led the Republicans to power in the first place, is it's created this, I would call it a constitutional crisis, because I don't think that. And it's not a typical crisis. It's not a civil war. It's not a president who is doing things in secret and gets caught by a major news publication like the Washington Post. It's a slow building constitutional crisis, and it's a crisis because it's not resolving itself. The elections that we're holding is not resolving it. And so, you know, when it comes to this question of whether or not, you know, anything can be resolved, I demur because I just don't think it will be. I think this is a slow building constitutional crisis in our country. I think it's difficult to say how to resolve it, but I don't think we're going to see anything new out of the next 2 years or even 4 years or 6 years or 8 years than what we've seen over the past two decades.
Right now we are speaking with Ryan Schuette. He is on my phone line. He is a writer at IVN.us, experienced journalist, columnist, and cartoonist covering international politics, foreign aid, the housing industry, and domestic politics. Also the founder of a nonprofit and limited liability. Last week, for many of you who listened on my program on election night, we had John Turbush on. He was an associate editor at The Week. And when we asked him, what do you think after election night? He said the same thing you said. He said Congress is still going to do nothing. we're still not going to get anything done. And Ryan, you mentioned the same thing just now. And I think that's a scary conclusion. It's scary that we can vote the whole country red. We could vote the whole country blue. And we can still say nothing is going to get done. Not because of one side, not because of the other side, because of both sides. But I want to get into the aftermath now. You just said the conclusion, scary one, by the way. The aftermath, the past few days, what have we been seeing from the president? Even though we know that they might not get anything done, what has the president and what has Congress been doing so far since Election Day?
I think the biggest issue that everyone sees coming is probably immigration. Now, I think it's important to remember that immigration, this was a huge issue over the summer. We had almost 70,000 kids, unaccompanied minors, fleeing poverty and violence, extreme gang-related violence in Central America. And they fled north through Mexico, often on dangerous journeys, surviving rape, surviving loss of limbs, surviving kidnappings and things of this sort. I'm actually writing a story for Al Jazeera. I've actually written a story for Al Jazeera about it. I'm writing another one shortly here. But they fled north. And came to the borders and became a huge if you listen to mainstream media, it was apoplectic. I mean, there were people who were on the right and left. You know, the left was largely sympathetic, the right was largely, you know, against it, and they called deportations. And in the midst of all this, it was a big issue during the summer, but then suddenly those numbers dropped off, and with it went a lot of the media attention. And when that media attention went, so did all the lawmakers and their calls and so forth. But now that the election is actually over, now we're going to return to it, because this is actually, most people don't know this, but according to the sources that I've spoken with, during January, February, and so forth, those are actually the peak months for migration flows in the United States. So now that that's going to pick up, and the President Obama has said that he's going to look into some kind of executive action this next spring. You're going to see it pick up, and I think that what's going to happen is you're going to see a replay. You're going to see these two parties sizing each other down and standing up to each other over this immigration issue. And the only I'm almost with some certainty I can say that most people are thinking the White House is going to issue some kind of executive action, because there's just no chance for any kind of comprehensive reform package coming from the Congress that will get signed by the president. The House and Senate will likely come up with some kind of bill. They're going to want to be seen as proactive about this, but it's not going to be in any way, shape, or form something the president can sign on behalf of the Democratic Party or his own interests. So as a result, you're going to see that issue. It's going to cascade back down to the president. He's going to veto something, more than likely, and then it's the whole issue is going to erupt on the political landscape again. And part of that, I should have touched on it earlier, but part of that is due to gerrymandering, due to partisan redistricting, and in which basically the House has become completely uncompetitive. I think the Washington Post said something like there were less than 30 seats in the House that were even competitive this election. So that means that most districts that had a Democrat or Republican, they were going to vote them in anyway. That's why most observers looked at the Senate and looked at the gubernatorial races and thought to themselves, well, those are the real prizes on Election Day. And they were, because the House is so uncompetitive. And that's, again, why you're seeing so much gridlock. And that's my predictions would be in the aftermath of all this, to get back to the original question.
Right now we're speaking with Ryan Schuette. He is a writer for IVN.us, experienced journalist, columnist, and cartoonist covering international politics, foreign aid, the housing industry, and domestic politics. Also the founder of a nonprofit and limited liability. So many questions that I could ask you, but I just don't have time. We have to get right into your article. And that is five things about the 2014 midterms you likely missed. Why did you write this piece, and can you give my audience a summary of the five different things we missed? I mean, like you said, we were so distracted by the bickering and the back and forth, the R's and the D's, but we missed some important things. Can you share with us what we missed?
Yeah, sure, I'd be glad to. So I think the article came from some background I'm currently at American University, where I'm undertaking a Master of Arts in Journalism and Public Affairs. And so as part of that program, it's a great program. And as part of that program, they send us out with experienced reporters, and they allow us to report for publications like the Washington Post and NPR and things like that, and Al Jazeera, which I've been doing. So in going out in the field and speaking with voters, what I saw was that in Maryland, there was just a lot of frustration with the Obama administration. And it came from, I actually met a lot of diverse Republicans. I don't think typically fit the mold for that party. And I met Black and Japanese American Republican voters, and most Democrats that I encountered they didn't necessarily say anything critical of the Obama administration, but they didn't praise it either. So that was part of it. Another part of it is, you know, every time we see an election season like this, it's always about, like, you saw the tower in New York turn red. It's always a horse race. This is always a horse race political game. It's always about gamesmanship. It's almost like, you know, you see these mainstream media anchors and talking heads on TV, and they chair this whole horse race coverage as though they were sportscasters. Well, when they do that, I think that they convey to the American public, I think, a false understanding of how the political system currently works. It's not, there's no real discussion about partisan redistricting, which, as I mentioned before, is responsible for keeping almost every seat in the House of Representatives completely uncompetitive, giving every incumbent a 70-90% edge over their over any opponent from the other party. And then they also miss things like how much money. Well, typically they do cover the money in politics, but not to the same extent. There's a lot of dark money out there. There's a lot of campaigns that, thanks to Citizens United Supreme Court decision, are allowed to accept money they don't have to disclose, or that their super political action committees, quote unquote, don't have to necessarily disclose. So there's people, I think experts are talking about how there's even more money than what's being reported, which is about $3.67 billion that went into this past election cycle. That there's just a lot of institutional factors at play here. This is not just some kind of, you know, voters get up and go to the polls and they vote these two parties in, and it's an equal advantage for both parties, because actually, as we saw in this last election, most Democrats stayed home. Most Democrats didn't turn in their ballots on time. Most Democrats just kind of turned the other way. And as a result, you had a minority of voters who were predominantly Republican, and this happens in every 6 year, pretty much, turn their party back into power. And I think when it comes to those institutional factors that I think keep people disinterested in at home, you know, it just comes right back down to this being, I think, a low bubbling constitutional crisis that people sense it. I think people are thinking about it. I don't think anyone has any solutions to it currently. I think most people are aware that the system is just not functioning anymore. It's not, I mean, in what sense can you call this a healthy democratic system where you have government shutdowns, where you have, just 2 years ago, or in 2013, the two parties were threatening through their own gamesmanship tactics to get the United States to default on its debts, which has not happened. Not truly happened in about 200 years. And if that had happened, we would have had a downgrade on our credit, much as we had from Standard & Poor's back in 2012 or 2011. So you see these tactics. People are jaded by it, I think. People are frustrated with the system. I think people don't feel any ownership over the democratic system anymore. I think that's, you know, speaking about scary prospects, I think that's scary in a democracy where people would rather stay home and participate in other activities than go to the polls because they have no ownership. They go to the polls, you know, and I think that people, you know, they'll cast their ballots, they go to all this trouble to do this from either side, from either party, you know, if you're an independent, Republican, Democrat, whatever, and there is no result. There's no result, and a lot of it came from the article that I wrote. It's the money in politics. It's the gerrymandering. It's It's the dirty tactics on Capitol Hill that we regularly hear about. It's the crises like immigration that don't get addressed, that get kicked down the road. And I think all of that contributes, and I don't think I mentioned this in the article, but I think it all contributes to a culture of malaise in which people just aren't interested in participating anymore.
Ryan Schuette, he is a writer at IVN.us. He also experienced journalist, columnist, and cartoonist covering international politics, foreign aid, the housing industry, and domestic politics. Also the founder of a nonprofit and limited liability. Ryan, thanks for coming on. We really appreciate it, and we hope we can speak to you again in the future.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. I really enjoyed it. Thanks again.
Have a good one, Ryan.
You too. Thank you.
It is now your turn. The question I'm asking you, the audience, what do you want to see Congress get done? And you know what? I'll even add the president. What do you think Congress and the president need to get done? I want you to answer that question next. Don't leave it behind. Call Yo Andrew. That's me right now at 646-564-9929.
Listen to all the interviews off the air at www.yoandrewnts.com/interviews.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show, every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
Welcome back to the program. Right now, sadly enough, our phone lines are just not working. They're just not working. So if you're trying to call in, you probably can't. So we're just going to just throw the phone lines away. We're going to put it into a box. We're going to ship it back to where they came from. And what we're going to do is we're going to open up our Twitter, our Facebook, and our email. So that's what we want you to do. We want you to tweet me at Andrew Tree Geo, Facebook.com/YoAndrewNTS. You'll see the posting of our question, what do you want the president and Congress to do? And you can email me personally, YoAndrew@YoAndrewNTS.com. So that's what we want you to do. Tweet me, Facebook me, or email me. We'll be taking your tweets. We'll be taking your Facebook. We'll be taking your emails. That's what we want to do for the next several minutes. We want you to be involved. That's what we do best. Now, I don't want to sound like a nudge. While we wait for your tweets, we wait for your Facebook post, I want to say this clear. I don't want to be a nudge. I don't want to be a bother to anybody. Yet, you know, when you want something, you go out and you go get it. When you're 5 years old, you're walking through the supermarket aisles, and you see something you want, you'll scream, you'll yell, you'll throw it on the floor. You see there's no cameras around, so you're good to go. You're going to cry. You want everyone's attention. Of course, by the end of the day, that's not the way to go about it. As you get older, you realize that there's a profession called radio. You decide to purchase a whole studio of some sort, and then you really see, wow, I really noticed that this is where, this is how I'm going to get what I want out there. I'm not going to go into the middle of a supermarket. I'm not going to strip my clothes off and have a big sign in the air. That's not what I'm going to do. I'm not going to do that. It's not going to solve anything. So that's out the window. Right? I got the microphone in the middle here. I'll use that. I want a balanced budget. I want one. I'm not going to scream in the middle of the supermarket. I'm not going to ask all my friends, but I'm going to scream it. I'm going to yell it. I have my nice audience here. You guys are nodding and listening, and some of you are disagreeing. You can tweet, Facebook me, or email me. I want a balanced budget. If you've been a longtime listener of this program, I want a balanced budget. A balanced budget is so important because what that does, it monitors how much money we're able to spend in particular categories, how much money we can legally borrow, how much money the president can request from Congress to use if it's a natural disaster, if it's a time of need in one country where they need our aid, they need our help. We need a balanced budget. Now, I see immigration coming on in. Believe me, and I know immigration's important. You're right. It is important. And I'm not being sarcastic. Yet, what comes with every issue? Money. Money is the root of all evil. It is. But when you have a democracy founded on capitalism, that's free enterprise, free market, supply and demand, small businesses, private sector, public sector, job market, and the economy and jobs being number one and two of the issues most Americans are want to tackle or interested in, guess what? That all includes money. Now, we haven't seen a balanced budget since 2008. We supposedly have been on the same budget? Probably not. Have we seen resolutions being passed that will allow us to spend a certain amount of money? Yes, we've seen it. Have we seen the consequence of not passing a balanced budget? Government shutdowns, stimulus packages, bailouts. Who makes all this up? A bunch of new bills allowing someone to spend more money without any monitoring of any fact. That's what I want to see from Congress and the president. If you came up to me and asked me, Andrew, yes, I would like this. Now, how would I want the president and Congress to go about it? How would I want both President Barack Obama and congressional leaders from the House and the Senate, from the R to the D, from the I to the G, how would I want them to go about it? Well, I think it's very simple. Congress would go into their cabinet. They would shut the doors from all press. No cameras. Do you remember back when our forefathers, when they wrote the Constitution, there was no cameras. There was no, well, of course, cameras, well, again, news media was different, but you know what I'm saying. There was no one writing or monitoring over our leaders to make sure they knew every little thing that was going on. They were in locked doors. They fought. They screamed. They yelled. They wanted slavery. I want to abolish slavery. This is not going to work. We cannot get along with this half of the majority. At the end of the day, we created one of the greatest documents that has ever been written, that has ever been followed in history. And the only reason why this country might die one day, just because we stopped following that. That's another conversation for another day. These congressional leaders, from both the A to the I to the D to the U, however you want to describe them, has, they need to get into the little cabinet, okay? And they need to lock the doors, shut off their phones, dim the lights, and they need to talk it out. When you get two people disagreeing on something, you have two best friends who are disagreeing on a lot of things. I don't like what you're doing. I don't like what you're doing. What do? You lock them both up, you let them talk it out. And guess what? They end up working together. And you might have saved their friendship and their life forever. That's what you need to do with Congress. Lock them up. Put them in the office and let them talk it out on every issue. I don't want this whole, we're going to work on immigration, we'll work on it one day, we'll pass it another day, we'll forget it. No. I want them to go into the cabinet, and I want them to work it out. Is that a problem? It should not be a problem. Now, what else do I want? What about the president? I want the president there, too. I want him there, too. Because the president believes that he should have so much involvement in issues that Congress is discussing. He should be in there also. So you should have Congress and the president and some of the president's aides, because you want the administration present. No media, no press. Put your BlackBerries, your iPhones, your Androids all in the little shoebox. I'm not kidding here. If you're laughing at me, I want you to start taking notes, because I'm the only one that's telling you how things should start working up in Washington. So you better start taking some notes. You better start writing in pencil, because you're not going to be able to keep up what I'm saying. You need an eraser. But I'm going to say this very slowly and very surely. We need bipartisanship. We need bipartisanship. I'll spell it out for you. BIPARTISANSHIP. Bipartisanship. And you can put the bi dash if you want to while you're writing. That's what we need. We need Congress. We need the president to come together and talk it out like men and women. Like adults. That's what we need to see. That's what we need addressed. I want a balanced budget. We'll see that. And they'll stay in there for days and days. And then one man or one woman from whatever congressional district they're from will come out and announce the bill. They will announce it. If they see that the majority of Americans do not agree with something, they'll come back in and they'll continue working. I don't want to see no fundraisers. I don't want to see no trips. I'm not trying to put Congress and the president under a lockdown. But this is what needs to be done, because you don't want to take your job seriously. Let's look at the president. Let's look what the president's been doing. The president decides, well, I'm going to let Congress do something. I know what I want and what I only want, and I believe I know what the people want, but that's not entirely true, because the only thing I want is what I want and what my party wants. Very similar to what the Republicans want, correct? The president will allow Congress to spickle, spackle, and do whatever they want without taking proper authority. He'll go on a trip to Asia this week. I don't know why, because last time I heard, China's not part of our balanced budget, or is it? We should be paying them back, and that's what some of the budget should go to, paying back our debts. I'll continue. The president comes back in a few weeks. Oh, I see Congress has done nothing. I guess I have to take things in my own hands. Is that the way a president should be acting? At a time of need? And a time where the people need a leader? No, of course not. You now have the Republicans who have a chance to redeem themselves. We have given you the United States of America. We technically did. We gave you the House, we gave you the Senate, and the majority of states that had gubernatorial elections last week, governors. You had your chance. You had your time. Now is your chance again, because you failed. You're not doing any better. You're too busy following your party. You think, oh, the people want a repeal of Obamacare. What people? The majority of the United States now has health care. And if you like it or not, if you take it away, it's going to hurt a lot of people. Now, of course, do I believe that some parts of President Obama's health care plan should be looked at and addressed? Of course. We have the Supreme Court doing just that this June. I do not believe that Congress should be being, again, very biased. They're following loudmouths, they're following corporations, and they're following their own party just because they don't want to get booted out. Because the Republican voters are very good at doing that. So they have to keep sowing out repeal, throwing out Constitution. Many of them don't know what any of these words mean. Sadly enough, we do here in this program. But that's a good thing. So the Republicans have the right to redeem themselves. You have your ideas. You tell me. You know what the people want. The president somehow says the same thing. He does. Come together, lock doors, get the things done. Get it done right now. But the first thing is a balanced budget. And by using that balanced budget, you'll be able to monitor how much money goes to every single one of these issues. That's what we need to see. If we can take enough time to look at Ebola and use that same amount of time on each issue Americans want to get done, I really feel we can be a better country. Not just for us, but for our children. I'll be right back. Call Yo Andrew. That's me right now at 646-564-9929.
Listen to all the interviews off the air at www.yoandrewnts.com/interviews.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844-letter-B-Intuit.
Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address, yoandrew@yoandrew.com.
I tried Everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
It's amazing how the world has changed in just several years, especially how we try to figure out who someone is. I know how it is. I'm a radio host, an entrepreneur, and my goal every day is to inform people, but also tell them a little bit about me. Before they go on this program, or before they even listen, the first place they want to go to is your website. And that's why we have www.yoandrewnts.com. We made it so simple to navigate and so easy to look at from your mobile device or from your laptop or tablet. You'll be able to hear who we are, read what we've done the past few years, and even listen to interviews, and you can download it right to your phone or computer and listen anytime you want. That's our gift to you. So what are you waiting for? www.yoandrewnts.com is active from about anywhere, and you're able to view, listen, and be a part of the program today.
He always wanted to be a Rush Hour Renegade.
Hello, San Francisco. We're the Rush Hour Renegades. I'm Joey Gladstone. This is my partner, Jesse Katsopoulos. Say hi, Jess.
24 years later, he settles for Yo Andrew.
Rush Hour Renegades! Come on at ya!
I played this last week on my program, and I think the song is great. Clowns to the left, jokers to the right, but we're just stuck in the middle. We've always been stuck, you and me, the audience, you and me, my crew, we've been stuck, right? I mean, that's what it's come down to. Stuck here in the middle, like usual. What are you gonna do? Well, we could do a lot of things. I mean, if you ask me, you can tweet me at AndrewTweetGeo, at AndrewTweetGeo, where you can tweet us. You can email me, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com or facebook.com/yoandrewnts, Yo Andrew News Talk Show. You can like us. The question is, and I'll ask it again, what do you want to see Congress and the president get done? What do you want to see him get done? I already told you what I want them to get done. I already told you what I want to see when they are going about getting it done. I told you the faults of both the president and Congress and how they could redeem themselves. This is a question, though, I heard this week, because you hear so many questions. Like, every radio host, every TV host has a question. And this was one question I heard. Do you believe the president is right in what he is doing, taking executive action on issues if Congress doesn't want to handle it? I want to answer like this. Are both Congress and the president right? And they're both wrong. They're both dead right in the wrong direction. And they right now are going to continue to do that. And that's what's sad. Ryan Schuette, our guest at the Independent Voter Network, top off the program, he mentioned we're going to see the same Congress and the same actions by both the president and Congress. We saw John Turner Bush at the week last week mention the same thing. I, for one, am trying to believe that it can't be. We had a chance to boot out the ones that people hated. Yet the ones who wanted people to change never came out. The ones who came out were the ones who are so stuck on one side of the spectrum where they don't realize that the United States was not founded that way. People don't realize that the Constitution, people don't realize that the first 10 amendments we call the Bill of Rights were founded by really far to the left, far to the right guys during that time period, 1776. Believe me, slavery during that time, yeah, that was an issue. To abolish slavery, some of those men sitting there, they couldn't believe their ears. But we wrote one of the greatest documents of all time. Imagine what we can do now with what we have, the technology. Both men, both women, Congress, the president, wrong. Wrong how they've been handling it. Wrong. And we need to get it fixed. We need to get it done. And if we can't get it done, well, we're going to see this country go down. And the only ones you should blame is yourself. I've said this many times in this program. Last week is the election. Last week is the time. You hate Congress. Oh, it's the time to boot out the ones you don't like and bring on the people you think that could create a difference. Now, I didn't see anyone do that. I tried my best. But again, one man can only do so much. One who could voice millions. And I think I do that every Tuesday night. And if you agree, I thank you for it. And by the way, you know, the past week and a half, full of compliments, what we've done on this program. Ryan Schutte, before the program, complimented. And Chris at WBOQ. And Pat and Jessica at Transformation Talk Radio. And, you know, Rich, one of my coworkers, complimented me this week. Thank you for the compliments. I do believe I voice for millions. I do. I'm an important voice. Because I'm the only one addressing the problem at the source. I was really happy, though. I want to change course here for a bit. I was really happy that The Newsroom came back on HBO. It's so sad. The first season came on. It ended. A lot of volume, a lot of audience, good ratings. Second season, the whole show just tanked. And now they're having the final season. And I'm so sad. If the only time I have to force you to do something, because you know me, I never will, I want you to watch The Newsroom. I'm ordering you to. It's a great program. And the first episode, the season premiere, oh my God. The same way my mom watches Dallas, or well, she used to watch Dallas, the same way I watched The Newsroom. You need peace and quiet because you have to hear every detail they are coming out with. Because if you miss one detail, you kind of lose the whole storyline. What I got from the first episode was how they are going about doing the news. Going about, not meaning this is the direction we're going in. It's this is the direction that we've been transitioning over, and we're going to stay there and do it. And that is, we're going to do the news properly. We're going to do the news right. And that's it. And of course, they start off with the Boston Marathon, not because it's such a great example to use a fictional plot on, because they ended off season two with election 2012. That's not a spoiler, by the way. That's just the story. That's just the event that they're under, because they use real events within their fictional story, the fictional plot. They used the Boston Marathon to begin off the season with. And you know how poorly it was covered. How the internet has created pressure on news outlets to come out. And so much more. It was a great episode. And you learn so much. You also learn how they do news. How news should be done. And you sit there and you watch it. And when you think, wow, it's all about ratings. Right? If you had a gun shooting tomorrow. You know, I gotta stop saying that. Because last time I said it, it happened. That's a horrible example. And my apologies again to my audience for mentioning this example. It was a poor example. And let me think of something else. What is it? No, I don't want to use that one either. I'm trying to think of a news event that we could use to describe how the news should properly be given out. And I'll give you why we're speaking about this for. What's a good one that doesn't go too drastic? But Ebola. Yeah, all right, Ebola. You know what? That's been recent. You might relate to it. Ebola, right? You see tons and tons of information about Ebola and about a particular patient. Okay. When you see a patient now become contact with Ebola, you have every news outlet running and trying to report this story. Tons of people. You now have people on Twitter going out and witnessing what's happening around them. Ebola is an important issue. It also is a great issue for ratings. So when you see ratings come into effect, when you see ratings become a attribute to the news, that's a problem. And that's a pretty cliche statement. And not cliche statement where it's being used, but there's no proper, there is no action to prove that your statement is true. It is true. Again, you race for the story. You want the most audience to come by you. You're going to bring on the guests. You're going to bring on the flashing lights. You want your ratings to go up because when you make ratings, you make money. Money, money, money. Green. Not green energy. Green money. Come on. Money, money, money. Money. Or money, money. You know, money talks. Here comes the money. I can speak a whole money chorus. Ratings will always be there. What the newsroom showed us was, yeah, it's about ratings. We'll let that out. It's about ratings. But it's also not just about ratings. It's also about how the internet has contributed to news the past several years. It's not about who's going to get the most money. Now it's about who's going to get the story first. And even the internet that is being reported by civilians who have no experience in this field the way some of us do. The people I work around, you're going to be very insulted. But there's a civilian on Reddit or on Twitter who believe that they know a little bit more than you do. Where they don't realize that you actually need two primary sources when you report breaking news. That you actually need to wait till proper authorities. Yet, they don't care. They know that many people don't trust CNN or Fox News. And they'd rather go on Twitter or Reddit. And they rather look at the news there, not realizing that it could be wrong. And you see even the FBI, you see police authorities even being pressured to give out news because of rumors, because of false accusations, because of lies on the internet. You got them forcing out information that they might not even know. So it's not about ratings anymore to the internet. Now, why is this a great point and why the newsroom season premiere was so important? Because when you know that now one network can properly give you the news at the time needed, that's going to hurt. Because now when you don't trust the news, you tend not to follow it. And when you don't follow it, you don't vote for the proper congressman. When you don't vote for the proper congressman, you're not going to get nothing out of them. When you get nothing out of them, the laws, you could have tweeted me, you could have emailed me, you could have Facebooked me, you will never get done. A balanced budget, immigration, gun control, net neutrality, that's becoming a big issue this week, and many more important issues, like the two big ones, the economy and jobs, will never get done. It's simple enough. It will never get done. And I really hope some of you are happy. I really do. Coming up next, Taylor Swift broke up with someone. And it wasn't a boy. Who was it? Find out next.
Yo Andrew News. Talk every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show, every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844 letter B Intuit or letter R letter U Intuit.com.
Lynn was very accurate and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. Together, you and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get to the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800 in Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to share an interesting story about Galeo's dressings and marinades. I recently had some work done at my local dentist, and I thought I would give him a treat by bringing in fresh veggies, and I thought, what could they possibly dip it in? So what I did was I brought the only thing that I know how to bring as one of my favorite Galeo's dressings. I brought them, the Dijonais. And so what happened was monumental. Everyone in the office finished the tray before my dentist could actually get to it. And they are still talking about it weeks later. To find out more about these gluten-free, GMO-free, low-sugar, low-fat, amazing dressings and marinades, go to galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com. Make sure you add this to your fall pantry or ask for the dressings at your local grocery store. Remember, shipping is free.